Welcome YouTube fans, and thank you for joining us. This is the With or Without YouTube podcast, a YouTube fan podcast with YouTube fans for YouTube fans. Unfortunately, no one from YouTube has been able to join us for the podcast today. But one day, I do hope that we will be with YouTube rather than without YouTube. I'm not a huge fan of YouTube myself. At least that is the persona I try to adopt on here. But I am really curious about the fans from all over the world who are in some way interested or even obsessed with this little band from the wee island called Ireland. My island. The original idea of With or Without YouTube podcast is that we want to hear the stories of how people got into listening to YouTube. Anything YouTube related they wanted to share. Gigs, tours, favourite songs. Maybe they're in a YouTube band or YouTube tribute act, or are expressing their love for YouTube in some way. We wanted to speak to them, and we still want to speak to people like that. So we would be delighted to hear you talk on the show, because the show wouldn't be possible without fans being a part of it. We started in 2018 and then I took a few years hiatus, but since the release of Bono's book, I've been thinking how to breathe life back into the podcast, getting producer on board, who is Nick, and trying out different formats and content. It's an experimental work in progress. It's interactive and agile. And so far, it's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun. Stay with us, as I feel that thanks to Nick, each episode and related content across the channels is getting better and better. Much like feedback became the hype and then became the biggest and best rock band in the world ever. We have to start somewhere and have faith that we can make it work. Even if that's short-lived, at least we can say we tried. Today, on the With or Without YouTube podcast, I will be talking about the Songs of Surrender album, Glasgow-based band December, the Facebook group Chats, Larry Mullen Jr., and the Hank Polson podcast Straight Talk featuring U2's Bono. I'll also be picking my current favourite U2 band member and my favourite U2 fan from recent interactions. So stay tuned to see if it's you. Maybe it'll be Evie Sully or Robert Vandenberg or maybe even Bill Hickey.
You want to support this podcast? Well, you can just buy us a coffee. You can donate or subscribe so that you will access the Early Members Club at buymeacoffee.com/withorwithoutyoutube. Link will be in the description. Going back to the podcast, back to you, Mike.
Songs of Surrender. I want to address the album briefly. To be totally honest, I have still not completed it. I've been dipping in and out, listening to the morning, in the car, different places. I haven't listened to it from start to finish. A few tracks felt like my ears were bleeding. They felt just so, so raw. But mostly, I like the more relaxed and chilled nature of the reworked songs. I feel I could actually sing some of these now myself. I don't need this album to be a critical or fan or commercial success. In some ways, I'm disappointed there has not been more begrudgery and venom against it. I'd be delighted if this was totally hated by everyone in the world. There's a line in Father Ted where the visiting priest says, "I'm having fun, And that's all that matters. And while viewers of the show sympathize with Ted and Dougal at the havoc this priest was causing, we also secretly think this about everything we do in our lives. I'm having fun, and that's all that matters. Look, for me, at least, Songs of Surrender, I don't hate it. I feel like it's more intimate sound for more intimate times in our lives. I'll hopefully get round to listening to it end to end and take notes of each song to feed back here, which I like and which I loathe. This reworked podcast was meant to just be an episode from each track where I would do a comparison of the original song, then relate that to what Bono's saying in the book, plus review it alongside the reworked version and anything else around that song. But this podcast has already morphed into this. So we hope you like what this is. If you haven't already listened to episode 1 and 2, they are done in the format I just described, and I'd love for more people to listen to those and give feedback on what works and what sucks. December. I first discovered December after a U2 gig in Amsterdam. Songs of Experience, I think, back in 2019. I'd been introduced to the band Mount Temple, who at that time were playing after the gig. Peter van den Heuvel on vocals, so Bono, and Robert van Baard on lead guitar, so The Edge, and there were two other members. Obviously, guys, please remind me who else was in the band then. Oh, also, I recorded an interview with Robert back in 2018, and this will be reworked, to use U2's Songs of Surrender terms, and re-released very soon. December played a few songs that night as well, which I wasn't expecting. I didn't know they were going to be there. And it really added to the whole atmosphere of the night, which was incredible. I mean, I heard U2, December, and Mount Temple all in one night. December released a new track recently, their version of Acrobat. And I got an early release listen in return for a review, which is coming here now. Unfortunately, there seems to be no plans for December to tour in 2023 yet. Please let us know, folks, if that changes, which I hope it does. And we can share that here with everyone. If you want to check out December, there are two places to do that I'm aware of, YouTube and Spotify. Their videos and songs are totally unique, and I have to give credit to everyone involved for their work in putting them out. December are a Glasgow band who grew up together in the 80s and 90s and released I Will Let You Have Your Say, their debut album, in 2015. The album is a collection of 13 songs celebrating the band's heroes and influences. Reading from their website, they are Eales, Scott, Paul and Graham, although I'm not sure that might have changed. Recently, they released December's cover of Acrobat. Firstly, thanks for letting me listen to this. I think this is going to be so well received by so many people. It continues the band's tradition of looking at a U2 song and bringing December's version to new life and new ears. I don't have anything but praise for this track and the band. Check them out, and if they are playing anywhere near you or have it within your means to travel to see them, do it, and I hope I'll see you there. U2 Facebook groups. My favourite Facebook group recently has been U2 Dublin Ireland, and one contributor in particular, John Packers, who posted about his U2 big heads in his office. John even built them a stage, and his colleagues have been letting him know how they feel ever since. Don't let the bastards grind you down, John. It looks like great banter. Please, please tell your colleagues that the With or Without U2 podcast says hello. I really hope you do that, and I really hope you tell us how that goes. Now for a short pause and a word about our sponsor today. I want to thank our sponsor, Dovetail. Dovetail is a cloud-based customer knowledge platform which assists product, design, and development teams with user research and collaboration. Key features include usability testing, file sharing, pattern recognition, full text search, tagging, graphical reports, and analytics. So while listening to U2's Songs of Surrender and their other music on Spotify, I want to talk about two things about the band. That's Larry Mullen Jr. and a podcast Bono did recently. Larry Mullen Jr. is an icon of the Irish music scene and has earned the respect of his peers and fans around the world. He was born in 1961. Great bands' lead singers become household names. Lead guitarists are close second, but not many outside the fan base remember or even know who the other members of bands are. The drummers, the bass players. U2 bucks this trend. In Ireland, I am sure. Everyone knows all the band members, and while everyone likes to be mean about Bono, I think we all want to hang out with Larry. But who is Larry? Sure, I know he started the band, or at least that's what we're told. Maybe it was his dad. At least his dad who prompted it. Don't think he gets enough credit for that. And he's probably the most effortlessly cool member of U2. But beyond that, I know very little about him. We shared some clips recently from the early days of U2 that have gone down a storm. They topped our most watched list in hours. Thank you to everyone that watched them, liked and commented. Please continue to do that. From those clips, you'll agree, Larry has some very important and vital things to say. So why don't we hear more from him? He's an enigma, that's for sure. And I like to imagine the guys in a meeting, in their band meetings, talking to each other, discussing things, arguing with each other until they decide on something that can work. When I imagine this, I always think that Larry's the one that Bono has to convince of his latest crazy idea. Larry is the band's barometer of approval. And I don't think he gets it right all the time. A few things slipped through that he doubted or that they just never told him about that did work out. Perhaps he is how they gauge the likelihood of begrudgery that any song or idea might get. One of those things that he might not have been keen on to begin with, but he did, was starring in the video for Electric Storm. I remember that video coming out really well. One of the U2 videos actually that I do remember and watching and really taking it in, because there'd been a lot of chat about Larry being in it, and this just made it even more special. Especially if, and this is just me surmising, but especially if he was reluctant. But if he was reluctant, he was also willing to take a chance and do it. Another example of this is the artwork for Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. It suggests to me that he likes art, he wants to be part of it, but only on occasion. He doesn't want to be that type of artist, but he has a great appreciation for it. And if he thinks an idea will work, even if it involves him being vulnerable, open to ridicule, he'll give it a go, which I've got a lot of respect for him for doing. So what else did I find out about Larry? Well, I trawled through Google search after Google search and deep into the pages, as many as I could find, to see what else I could uncover and maybe find some other interviews from Larry. There is one video where Larry shares some sage wisdom and advice for other Irish bands, telling it like it is in the music industry at the time. which again shows his wisdom. Then I also found a couple of things which I don't think are true, that Larry Mullen lent his talents to the production of several other bands, including Depeche Mode, Snow Patrol and Ash. That might be true, I'll give that, that sounds believable, but these other ones. Outside of his work with U2, he also released two solo albums and is an avid supporter of numerous, a supporter of numerous charitable causes, but that he released two solo albums? I don't think that happened. Well, let me wrap up by talking about some more recent news about Larry. For example, his surgery. Larry needs surgery. I can only imagine the toll banging drums in a band takes on your body. I'm sure all the members of the band are feeling their age and the effects of touring for so many decades. If they're going to continue, then they need to look after themselves. There's no big conspiracy here that I see. I hope the surgery is a success, and I'm sure if it is, the normal service will resume and we will be hearing Larry playing with the rest of the band for a long, long time. Adam's not leaving the band. None of them are. To be honest, I think the only thing that will end U2 touring will be the departure from this earth by one of its members, which I pray is many, many, many decades away. Yeah, Larry is going to be replaced for the Vegas gigs. I believe this will be for a very brief time only, and will be only for as long as it is necessary. We welcome his temporary replacement, Dutchman Bram Vandenberg, every success while he fills the shoes left by Larry. By the way, this is not the first time, as many have alluded to or suggested, that they've that Larry leaving is the end of the band, or because one member is taking a break. But that's not the first time that's happened, because for medical reasons, while the band continued with gigs for commercial reasons. Adam was absent, I think, in the 80s when the band toured Southern Hemisphere. Also, people have been talking a lot because Larry and Adam were not part of creating Songs of Surrender. This doesn't come as a huge shock to me personally, or feel that it's really that important that they weren't part of it. But I know others have expressed concern that he and Adam were not involved. I'd like to hear more of your opinions on that. Please share them with us. And I need to look into this more to form my own opinion fully and relay that back to you. Also, what I've learned and any of the opinions that you share. So if you've got something to say, please share it with us. Thank you. Well, that's all on Larry for now. If you know any Larry facts or of any Larry stories or secret footage of Larry, please share it with us. Before my last segment, I want to thank producer Nick. Nick has worked tirelessly his last few months to get this podcast out and promoted. The content we are putting out is amazing. Without Nick, none of that would be possible. The donations and subscriptions will go to Nick, who is currently being paid by me to get this podcast set up and self-sufficient. My time to design and create content is done for the love of the process. In other words, for free. The podcast will always be free, but in the spirit of community support, if you like what we are doing and can afford to contribute through a donation or a subscription, please do. Think of it like buying Nick a coffee or a pint for the enjoyment you've had from this podcast. And if you can't afford it, no problem. Only subscribe or donate if you can afford to. We're also actively seeking sponsors and advertisers. Any advertiser or sponsor can totally tell me what to talk about. Whoever pays the piper gets to call my tune, within reason, of course. Ultimately for me, this podcast is an experiment in communication that I can apply to other professional projects, as well as the opportunity to lay the foundations of working with Nick so he can develop his producing, editing, and promotional skills. Finally today, I want to talk about the best interview I have ever heard. Straight Talk, a podcast by Hank Paulson. Hank Paulson is a business leader, conservationist, statesman, author, a successful American banker, and civil servant. As US Secretary of the Treasury under President George W. Bush, Paulson is best known for spearheading the efforts to support the United States economy during the 2008 financial crisis. He is the founder and chairman of the Paulson Institute. With Straight Talk, Hank brings this experience to his conversations with the world's prominent leaders and thinkers, exchanging a lifetime of stories and lessons from both the private and public sectors. Each episode reveals compelling viewpoints, topical discussion, and behind-the-scenes stories. Episode 85 of his podcast was released on February 27th. His guest was Bono. This is a unique conversation with Bono because it talks about finance and economics. It's about humanitarianism, which for me equals justice for all. Bono is at his most relaxed I've ever heard him talking to Hank. So I feel it is more revealing than other interviews he's done. Bono talks fondly, for example, of Sinatra, how he sang the same song different ways at different points in his life, which I feel is a really strong insight into why Songs of Surrender has happened. Bono shows great self-awareness here. He like Sinatra, when he listened to him in his older years, is getting older. We're all getting older. Songs of Surrender can be the version of his songs sung before he has to, so when he has to, he can. And they will have had years, and let's hope decades, to have become truly part of the U2 canon. There's an authenticity in this podcast that I loved, and includes Bono's Irish pride, which he articulates quite beautifully. And then he gets into the campaigns Red, Rise, and One, where Bono likens, compares, being part of those campaign teams like forming and being in other bands. He clearly respects his interviewer in a way reserved for those of the highest intelligence and highest authority that no media person can ever achieve, Bono included. It brings out the sincerity of his campaigning. And Hank asks the most amazing questions, which are complex, deep, and challenging. Like Bono's view on globalization. We don't just get answers about what formed or created the songs, music videos, or tours. We discover the links with commerce and poverty, and in doing so, how they inform U2's work in a way that no other interview has. The most interesting and important part for me was when they touched on the climate and its links to investments and the money people. I'm thrilled to know that this is something Bono is pondering, because it is something I'm working even harder on away from this podcast. We don't have a climate crisis, we have an investment crisis. I am working with people on ideas for individual and organizational net zero journeys, carbon accounting, and moving the 3 trillion of assets under management in pensions, which accounts for 44% of the total assets under management in the UK. I sincerely hope, and my faith hopes, that this will be the next big cause U2 or Bono or Ali gravitate to. A cause where Bono could quite literally save the world, the planet. I don't think he can resist that. Well, I highly recommend this podcast. We'll share links to all the references made in this episode. Thank you so much to Greg Fitzsimmons for sharing this with me and the rest of the U2 Dublin Ireland Facebook group at the end of February. Greg, you are my favourite U2 fan for this episode, and Larry is my favourite U2 member for this episode. Thank you all for listening. This episode has taken a huge effort, but I think it will be worth it. If you've made it this far, please consider sharing it with other U2 fans. Until the next time,
and that's
stay
it for episode
united.
This week. If you want to be featured on our episodes, make sure to hit us up at Facebook or on Discord. Until then, see you again on the next episode. And as always, stay U2 united.